am so proud of
you. I've been wanting to do that. Something.
I believe it. That didn't work to it the other way.
How are you, Shirley?
Right.
I'm doing well. All right, I'm seeing a big thing that says you're being recorded, and I'll just click continue, correct?
No, just click on got it, and it'll go away.
All right, got it. Okay.
Yeah, I know Jeff called me earlier, the other Jeff Silverman, and he said he was having trouble finding a link, but he knew about it. But David said he didn't know anything about it.
Hey, Jeff!
Hi, Jeff found the link. Yeah.
I gave it to him.
Throw me a kiss.
Wait a minute. I got to find you. There you are. This is for everybody.
He's locked up. He's frozen. No, there he is. He's unfrozen.
Hi, Janet.
Hi, Jeff.
Hi, Jeff. How you doing?
How are you?
This is my sister, Robin, another one of your cousins. You may not have ever met her before.
Hey, Robin.
This is. These are our, like, sixth generation. Well, they're our family.
Yeah, we're his favorite.
I don't know Krista.
Yeah, the favorite Mormons, right?
Yeah.
Krista, okay. I don't know you, and who's with you?
Krista.
Good. Davis.
Hi, Davis. Hi, Davis.
He is a seventh great grandson of Christopher Slusher.
Wonderful.
Nice. Yeah.
So nice. Great to have you here, honey. How are you, Chris? Good to see you again.
Yes, it's good to see you too, Janet. We're good.
Good. That's Mike.
So how are you, Mike?
Here we are.
Mike's good.
You're the youngest one on here, Davis.
Janet, we're going Tuesday to spend the week with Bill.
Oh, good. Good. How is he doing well?
Well, he says he is. Who knows?
When you're on, you always do well. No, I'm just kidding. I love him to death.
Hi, Lee.
Lee and Chester.
Hi. Here we are.
Hey.
Hey, Lee.
Hey. Somebody going to get Juno?
Yeah, I can't see.
Hello.
Hey, Pat.
Hey, everybody. I got my glasses on. Hurry, so I can tell.
I know. I got to get different ones.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Hello. Gosh, this is good. How many people we got here? 1, 2, 3, 4. Well, hi. Oh, there we go. Hi, Janet.
Hey, how are you, Pat?
How are you?
Good.
It's yellow and sunny there.
Well,
yeah, I like that.
So far, a sunny day today.
Oh my God. Hi.
Is it still snowing in Texas?
What?
No. No, it just turned red.
Okay.
we're actually in Austin right now.
Oh, nice.
You are?
Huh?
You're in Austin?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Is that where you're living?
No.
You're visiting?
Yeah. Our daughter lives here.
Yes. Who lives here? Your son?
Our son and eldest daughter.
Oh, because you know Lauren is living there too.
Yeah. We're in South Austin.
Okay. Well, I think they're sort of, well, right now they're still renting their house. And I think it's actually, what was that hotel we stayed in? The Doubletree? Yeah.
No.
Right across the highway from the Congress. On the other side, there's a Doubletree. Mm-hmm. And their house, you can walk to it from there. It's real convenient. There's been a lot of renting it.
Yeah.
But they're renovating another house, which is, oh my God, it's terrible. But you know, down there you pay for the property, I guess, and then you tear it apart and build a new one sort of on top of it. So that's what you're doing. Well,
they live in far south Austin. I mean, just right over there is the country.
Right. Well, that's the smart thing as far as I'm concerned, but our daughter and son-in-law think they need to be with
our son-in-law drives 40 miles a day to Round Rock to work. One way.
He drives that to Round Rock?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
That's where the Texas State School of Nursing is. Texas State University School of Nursing is in Round Rock.
Oh, And your daughter or your son-in-law is doing that, or
he's an instructor.
Oh, okay. He's an instructor there. Okay, gotcha. Yeah. Cool.
So I wouldn't want to do it.
Well, how hot is it there today?
It's nice today. It's
what does that mean?
90 something. 90 something with a breeze.
90. Yeah.
92, something like that.
And Kate, where are you now?
I'm in Chesapeake, in Virginia.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Cool.
Oh, hey, Alice.
Hello. Hello.
Hi, Alice.
Hello today. Alice, hi.
Hello.
This is great.
To see you all.
You're down the street. When are you at Alice's house, Janet? Or who's...
She's just over the hill from me.
I know.
She's at her house. I'm at my house.
Oh, you've got the Zoom thing down yourself?
Yes. Can you believe it?
Alice and I have had
the opportunity to practice Zooming, half a dozen times this summer.
One could learn to Zoom at this age.
Alice, is your middle name Rose?
No, I'm Alice Pearl Slusher.
Okay, you're not the right Alice. I'm trying to pull people up on my family tree when we're talking.
There's an Alice who belongs to to our line, to Uncle Claude Slusher's line. So.
Right, that's the other one.
Okay.
So are you Roger O. Slusher?
Yes. Yes.
Got it. Okay. It's a lot easier now that I know how to work it. It used to be like, how did I get down that tree? So you're Janet's line.
That's yes. Right.
Hey, I'm learning a little bit.
Yeah, you're doing what job. You're doing well.
Cool. You're yes. Alice Pearl, born October 1st.
Yes.
Got it. Okay.
Coming up to her birthday.
Yeah.
Huh?
Coming up to her birthday soon.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, we all are. Yeah.
And there's Krista. Is that Krista down there? Hi, Krista.
Hey. This is Davis.
This is Nicholas?
Davis.
Huh? Davis.
Yeah.
Davis.
I can't hear too well. Hi, Davis. And Mario.
Well, I think I'm going to go on and kind of kick things off. And I don't know if we may have a few other people join. I know our daughter Lauren wanted to join, but she had some other commitment that she's going to show up in a little while. So greetings from Bent Mountain. It's a very pleasant day up here, probably about 75 degrees and sunny. And what we wanted to do today was, this is a bridge back to normality, our Zoom meeting is. And next year we'll have our traditional meeting in Floyd. Fingers crossed, everybody. So we hope there are no variants or anything that the vaccine didn't catch. So this is kind of a substitute for that, and we'll be back on our regular schedule this year. And for this meeting, we talked about having some of the activity we wanted to do today was I'm going to spend about 2 or 3 minutes just promoting the database and showing you where we are with the database. I know some of you are doing some independent things with Ancestry, and that's fantastic. And wanted to show you I'll show you where we are on the database. And then Janet is kind enough to speak today on Christopher Schlosser's the settlement of his estate, which apparently took, 15 years, Janet, or something like that?
Close to it by the time it was all said and done.
All right, well, we know similar stories in our family, this is going to be very interesting to me. Right. Christopher got it done faster than...
You did.
Yeah, I won't mention my mother's maiden name, but faster than her family did. So let me start. And let's see how manipulative I can be with getting this.
We've got everybody's name on here. Got this.
Well, before we do that, what we're going to do after the presentations, we're going to go kind of do a round robin and let everybody say hello and chat. So I am going to share my screen. or at least I hope I am.
June's on. No, he's going again.
There we go. I'm almost there. For those of you who are not on the database, I just wanted to show you the easiest way to get there. Go to slusher.org, slusher.org, and that's our homepage. Here's a notice about our meeting with Etta. As you look down to the third paragraph, there is highlighted red text that says, click here to go directly to the database. Can everybody see that now?
Yes.
Okay. Click there. That takes you to the database. And if you do not have an account, you can take action right here that says register for a user account. And what will happen is you'll fill out a form, put in your own password, whatever you wish to do, and whatever you wish to use, and it'll come to me and I'll approve it, or in, well, no cases yet, I'll disapprove it. And then you'll have an account set up and you can log on anytime. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna log on. Now I'm logged on, and let me just show you some statistics of where we are. We have currently have about 10,321 individuals in the database. And of those, 10,3600 are living. And if you'll notice, we have 5,100 males, 4,900 females, and 181 of unknown gender. And I don't want you to think that this is due to us being woke. This is, you know, there were a lot of infants that died in infancy, and their gender may not have been known, or it was never registered.
They didn't need gender
either. Right. So that's the reason why. You can add males and females and not get the total quantity, because you have to add the unknowns as well. Mm-hmm. And there's some other interesting statistics on there as well. Longest living persons. You can also look up holidays, that sort of thing. So it's pretty interesting to look at the statistics. Right. And I know some of you are active users. Jeff Silverman is very active, and he's graciously volunteered to help become a co-editor of the database and help maintain it. So the two of us are going to try to keep it running for as long as we can. And I'll conclude simply by saying, if you're not on the database, I request that you register for a username and look at your own line, your genealogical line, and update it and make corrections as needed. This database, you know, it goes back many, many years to the beginnings of our organization and was the principal purpose at one point of the organization was to record all of these names and family records. So it's very important to me and I think to the organization as well. So with that, I'm gonna stop sharing that screen.
Did I add something, Jeff?
I'm sorry, go ahead, Jeff.
Yeah, hey, everyone. It's been really fun for me when I find pictures of our family is to put a picture on there of our relatives. If you go under, I think it's media, you can see all the different faces of all of our ancestry of all the people that have put pictures there. It's really been interesting to put a face with a name. It's challenging, of course, you know, in research to find everything because there's so many places, but it's a limited amount of data. So we may have data in Ancestry or another one, but if we bring that all to slusher.org over time, we'll have a greater database of who we are and what we look like. And I think that's great.
And if you haven't,
thank you very much for that. That's exactly the kind of message I'm trying to convey as well. But go ahead.
Sorry, if you haven't checked in like the last year, let me tell you, during COVID, a lot of people added a lot more pictures. I know at least Ancestry, because I found a lot of pictures that weren't there before. I think that was one good thing about COVID. People got bored and went through a lot of family albums and started loading stuff. So there's a lot more information out there. I found a lot of cool old pictures.
Yeah, well, that's great. And we have, I think right now we have about 200 pictures in our database, and it would be nice to increase that number as well.
I've been
encouraging everybody to, you know, log on and correct and validate the data and add to it, add to the history. So with that, Janet, I'm going to turn it over to you. And when you would like, Janet, I will turn on the, I'll screen share the photo that we that you sent me, not the photo, but the court billing.
Go ahead and do that, Jeff. Go ahead and screen share that. When I was in the clerk's office, came across this public sale of land. You'll notice the date is September 3rd, 1847. And this is almost 2 years after Christopher's passing. He died in December of 1845. So just, you can probably read it well for yourself, but by virtue of decree of the Circuit Superior Court of Law and Chancery for Floyd County, pronounced at its August term in 1847, in the case of C. Slusher and others. Now, the C. Slusher would be Christopher Jr.
Excuse me if I could interrupt just a minute, Janet. Does everybody see the court bill?
Yes.
Okay, good, good. Go ahead, Janet, sorry.
I assume they did since it showed up on mine.
Oh, good.
The C. Slusher is Christopher Jr. And with him, the others named with him were Peter, Mary Ann, Jacob, Solomon, Barbara, and Catherine. And that was versus Elizabeth Harmon, and the one and the and others with her were the heirs of David, who had passed, and the heirs of Stephen, who had passed. Now you'll notice that on Monday the 15th of November 1847 at the courthouse, we will sell at auction the following tracts of land. So you see there in bold, 520 acres on West Fork, and then moving on down within that, one of the most valuable tracts of land in Floyd. It is situated on a in a desirable neighborhood. About 150 acres of the land is cleared with good improvements. The balance is well timbered and all of the best quality of land in the county. And then you'll see that it notes that on that particular 150 acres of land is a good dwelling house, kitchen, barn, and other outbuildings. And of course, the dwelling house was Christopher and Eva's home. And then one tract of 250 acres adjoining that tract, which are timbered, another tract of 380 acres lying on Myra Fork. Now, in going through this, this being a partition suit, and with this number of documents, and I made copies of all of the documents in file folder 22B, and these are copies of the original handwritten documents. At one point then, the number 12 was inserted, which is to say, recognizing the two children of Christopher and Eva who did not come down to Floyd County. And I believe those were Mary Margaretha and John George. So that later, by March 1849, there were some other names added when the amount that was to be divided was determined, and they were named. Their names were added in tiny script between the lines of script that was there. There, the names like Artemisia and Mahala and Amelia and Isabel, which I gather were likely names of children of the other two older children who didn't come down to Floyd County. Now, to basically sum it up, what I determined was that the two individuals who purchased this land were the sons of Elizabeth Harmon. Jacob S. Harmon, who eventually lived in the home of Christopher, and his brother John, who ran the mill that had been run by Solomon, their father. And their statement prior to the creation of this handbill advertising the sale of the land was that they had done what I gather to be an appraisal and had determined that the land in total value was not expected to be more than what would be $300 per share, meaning 12 children, $300 per the 12. In other words, they felt that the value of the land on appraisal would not be more than $3,600. Okay, so we know that it was put up for auction, and we do know the amounts that Jacob S. and John paid. They had also voiced that they believed that this land was more valuable to be sold in its grouping as opposed to being parceled out. The fact that Christopher didn't have a will and that he hadn't established to whom this acreage would go. So saying that land cannot be divided between the 12 without great injury to the value of each share, that's why it was then put up for auction. And from what I can gather from the documents, it appears that the amount that was finally to be divided was $3,193 after $119 had been paid for expenses. So it came in a little bit under the $3,600 that the original appraisal had suggested. Now I went to a calculator I found online to calculate the equivalent value of money in 1845 to what its value would be today. And on average, a dollar in 1845 would be equivalent to about $36 today. So that meant that the total amount to be dispersed, if it were being dispersed today, would be $115,000 divided 12 ways was basically what it boiled down to. So that they had about $3,200 to be divided 12 ways in 1858 when the ultimate settlement statement that all the individuals who could be reached had been reached. Now, that makes sense. You have any questions?
I was trying to unmute. No questions, but it's just interesting that that it took them that long to settle, but that's probably not unusual given the size of his family and the fact that it was not just his children they were dealing with, but his grandchildren as well.
That's right. And it seemed that there were some dispersal of amounts early on in amounts of like $120. And then there were amounts that showed interest earned. So I guess that they had to wait until they determined that all the individuals had been found to actually make the clear determination of how it was equally divided 12 ways. So, yes, Shirley.
Does those records that she was talking about being in it, folder 22B, was that something you found at the courthouse, or was those documents that you went out and dug up yourself?
No, I went to the courthouse, and one of the assistant clerks had to go down in the basement into the old files and bring it up so that we could look through it.
What else?
The file is there with all the original documents in it downstairs in the courthouse, but it's something that one of the assistant clerks has to go to access. And then I made copies of those.
Is there a way on a map? Sometimes, like, it's nice to see it in a geography sense, because like 500 acres, that's huge. I mean, like, I can't even imagine like how big that is, like, and then there's additional 200 and 300. It would be interesting that if we could maybe sometime in the future try to graph that on a map, like within Floyd County, just to see the vast amount of property that is.
I think Alice can answer that for you.
Well, I can give us hope, I guess. There is someone who has been in contact with the Floyd County Historical Society who is working on a map of all of the original settlers in Floyd County. And so he does not have the map completed yet, but as soon as he does, the Historical Society will have the right to publish the map. So I'm excited about seeing it. I think you're exactly right. It'll be very neat to see it.
Yeah, that'd be great.
In detail.
Maybe you could keep us in the loop, Alice, when you get that. Maybe you could share it with us.
Will do.
Thank you.
Shirley.
And we'll try to post it on the website.
Is that the one that Lee Hiles is doing? Alice.
I'm sorry, I'm not hearing you clearly.
Your video is breaking up a little bit.
Is that the map that Lee Hylton's doing?
I don't know the name of the individual who's working on it. This is something that has just
will this include non like Slusher, or at least like Flager or other people who are related to Slushers?
Yes, this would be the entire county, all the earliest settlers.
Okay, because I was like wondering if there would be like George Flager on it.
I would imagine, yeah. Yep, the Hiltons, the Weddles, the Fliggers, the Goody Kuntzes.
And of course we have to remember too that Christopher prior to his passing had already deeded 200 acres plus to a number of his children. So they already had acreage. This was the amount he was still holding at the time of his death. So he had, if we add it up, it's over 1600 acres. I haven't done that total recently, but I know that's probably that's a conservative estimate, I would say, as far as all of the acreage that he had at any particular time.
Jeff, is there anything you can do? Robert is Aunt June and she can't hear. Is there anything you can do to hers to help make it so she can hear? Maybe?
No, I don't know. I wouldn't know how to do that. I'm sorry.
Okay, no problem.
If they have a volume on their computer, maybe, I don't know if they're on the phone or on the computer, but try to turn the volume up because it doesn't look like they're muted. They should be.
I didn't think it looked like they're muted either. I know that Janet was having problems and so was Shirley. So I didn't know if he'd help do something. So, okay, I'm texting. Thank you.
I had to go out and go to click on computer audio and
find out. Oh, yeah. She probably wouldn't know how to do that. So she's
going to just have to. Kim was doing it.
He was, but then he left. So she's just watching our faces, I guess.
And this will be recorded. So maybe she.
Oh, yeah. True. Janet, who was Henry the executor of Christopher's will? Do you know?
It was Jacob Slusher and Burl Hilton, who was husband of Mary Ann.
Okay.
And of course, Mary Ann was the youngest. She was born in Floyd County in 1803 after they had gotten here. So she was the youngest and was the one born here.
Okay,
thank you. Of course, Jacob was the one who had lived with Christopher until the time of his passing.
Okay, thank you. Bless you.
Oh, it's so good to see everybody.
Well, thank you.
I
know,
I can't wait to see in person. So is the game over, Toby?
What?
Is the game over?
No, it's not. It's I was performing at a game with my group, and we were performing the national anthem with sign language. Also, my aunt is here, and her mother was a Slusher.
Oh, nice! Hi, how are you? Jeff was just saying we need someone to do sign language because we couldn't get our stuff to work.
There you go.
Yeah, this is my aunt William.
My mom was Carol Slusher.
Nice.
We
expect to see you next year then.
Well, what is the date? I live in Florida.
Well, we live in Virginia, but we all make it there, so you'll have time. It's usually the third Sunday of July?
The third Sunday of July next year.
Okay, we're going to put that on our calendars. There's a lot of us that want to come.
Oh, good.
Great. Floridians are always welcome.
We're in Florida.
I'm in Ohio in the summer.
Yeah, we're in Ohio right now.
Nice.
Lee and Ginger are in Texas.
You're in Texas?
Yes.
In Austin, Texas.
But not where we live.
That's not where we live. We live in Lubbock, Texas.
Okay. I've never been there. I've always wanted to be there. Heard it's beautiful.
It is this time of the year.
I have a friend in uncertain Texas.
Seriously.
That's the name of the town, uncertain.
Is there anybody that's on the line here, and excuse me for my I should know this, that is from the Jacob line?
Oh, no, yeah, a number.
Everybody
of
raise their hand.
Let me look at that real quick at my tree.
So we have Janet and Alice
and Jeff,
Krista and Jeff,
and Lauren.
Hey, Lauren, how are you?
And Nancy Hanley, who you see is Hanley down, or Nancy showing, but she also.
Nancy is okay.
No, I don't think we're part. We're part of Jake's line.
What line are you from? Do you know?
I do. Hold on. Do you mean like the last name or the first name?
First name. The first name of the child of Christopher.
The choice would be Christopher, Ginger, Peter, Jacob, Solomon.
Oh, Peter who married Maria?
Oh, yeah, Peter who married Maria.
Yeah, that's my line.
Oh, great.
And then through his son, Christopher, then through his son, David, then Ananias, and then David again, then Samuel Winfield.
So he's through David's line. Is
he's
that
from
what you're
the
saying?
David line.
Okay.
David line. Wait.
Okay.
Kathy, where are you from? What line are you from?
I don't really know. I attended one of the meetings. I think it was maybe 2014. And I compiled some information and I thought I mailed it to Nancy, but I'm not sure she ever got it. My grandfather was Golden Vuren Slusher and his father was Carter Slusher.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on a second.
That's a neat name. That's a neat name. Golden what? Golden?
Vuren, V-U-R-E-N.
Vuren, uh-huh, wow.
And he was one of nine children.
Did you say what
it
was?
Uh-huh.
From Carter Slusher and Bell Dickerson.
We got people working their fingers, I'm sure.
What's good?
Jeff, they're searching.
No, it's an actual tomato.
I don't have it.
Is that ring a bell to you, Janet?
Those aren't ringing bells yet.
I have a golden, but he's a Terman.
There's four.
Golden, Golden had some siblings, Lily Slusher Howell, Allie Slusher Lorton, L-O-R-T-O-N, Veda Slusher Divers, Eva Slusher Carter, Emery Slusher, Norman Slusher, and William Thomas Slusher. And I think there was a... maybe a sibling that passed. I don't have that name.
I'm thinking this may go back to David. The Lorton is Stanley Lorton's mother, and the Howell is the Howell brothers, John and Larry. And so you're very close kin to a bunch of our neighbors and friends. So.
All right.
Cool. And my line is the Solomon line. Solomon, that goes Solomon. I forget the line. Solomon, Alan, Thomas.
Actually, does anybody here have ancestry?
I do.
Yeah, we all do.
I have an ancestry tree. If anybody's interested, you should be able to find it under my own name, Toby Milberger.
I never know how to do that.
You just look him up and then it'll come up and
I'm illiterate.
You want to see it on screen? Sure.
Maybe I could do it if it wasn't for my smartphone, but I can't do it for my smartphone.
I also have an account if anybody doesn't have a membership. I have a family account that is linked to my tree. That way you'll be able to see everything on it.
But you guys can look me up. I'm Kate Robertson.
We're pretty sure you come from David's line. David, son of Christopher.
No, I'm from...
Toby, you're talking higher up. When they say lines, they're talking from the son.
Descendants of Christopher.
His sixth generation.
Oh, wait. David Slusher married Nancy Cox?
Yes,
I am from his line.
Okay, yeah. He's the one in Floyd County.
That's my line.
And Shirley, what's your line? I think you're
Elizabeth.
Sorry?
Elizabeth.
Okay.
Harmon,
right.
Hey, you're going to get mommy the chair? That's sweet.
Kathy, I also have Howell in my family. I think the Howells was from Christianburg, some of them anyway. So my great grandfather was a Howell and he married a Slusher.
Okay.
Yeah.
My grandfather married Myrtle Mincy Adams.
Hmm.
And they had five children.
If I could, at this point, what I'd like to do is let everybody have a brief period of time to say hello, and we'll just kind of go around in circles and then open it up for a general discussion after that. What I wanted to do maybe is we'll start with you, Karen. I'll just kind of work it the way I see you on the screen, if that's okay. So y'all go ahead.
Okay, I'm Kate. This is my mother, Ann. We're in Chesapeake, Virginia. And
does that feel good in this seat as compared to outside?
It's what? Oh, it's hot here. Is that what you're saying? It's hot? Let me tell you, I don't complain about humidity because when I went to Salt Lake is when you start looking really old the second you step on the plane. I love humidity, by the way, because I realize it keeps me looking younger, so I don't complain about it anymore. So I love it. But I stay inside in the air conditioning anyway. So. But it's nice here. We're here in Chesapeake and, we're from Christopher Line. So, right?
Oh, Chris, we're from David.
I meant David. David.
That's so, right. She's okay.
After I got here, I just been looking up Christopher stuff while we're on here. So anyway. Right.
Well, thanks, Kate, and thanks, Ann. I'm Jeff. This is my wife, Pat. We're from the Jacob line, and we're currently in Bent Mountain, Virginia. Our home, our standard home, we're in North Carolina, however, and we're enjoying the summer up here and going to make a trip to Floyd in the next few days.
Tomorrow.
Yes. Well, have you told Janet yet?
Well, if I could just announce this because I'm so proud of what Jeff has done.
The museum may not be open.
We better find out.
Better talk to her.
He has completely restored this beautiful piece, which he'll tell you about right now. It is absolutely gorgeous from Adam Harder Slusher, right?
From my grandfather.
Yeah, and it's going into the Floyd Museum, and he's even got a plaque on it. And our daughter owns it now. Lauren down there can wave everybody. It's online, but Jeff just restored it. It's too bad you can't show a picture of it. You'll have to go to the museum to see this beautiful.
You're right. That's a good point for the museum.
Yeah, it's a very unique piece of furniture. It even has on the top, it has, I guess maybe in the old days, that's where they kept all their toiletries and things and the beautiful drawers and stuff. All kinds of different wood. It's just an amazing piece.
Will we be able to see that next year?
Tomorrow.
We're not going to be there tomorrow. We come out next year?
Yeah, it'll be in the museum.
Even though the museum is not normally open on Sunday.
Oh, no.
I have a key. We'll get in. We'll make sure everyone can see it.
We could all come a couple days early and actually spend time with each other instead of just in a meeting.
Well, if y'all haven't been to that museum, I even think it's cool. I mean, like Janet's father's, that crowd, they were in the Corn Cutters, the big rock group back in the day.
I don't think it was hard rock, though.
No. It was bluegrass.
Jeff, where are you all in North Carolina?
We're in Southport, just between Wilmington and Myrtle Beach.
Oh, okay.
If you know where Oak Island is, we're not all that far.
Well, the reason I asked, I was in Elizabeth City yesterday, and I was just wondering if you were that close.
No.
You're further south.
We're further south. Actually, I joke and tell people that if you leave our house and walk due west, the first state you run into is South Carolina.
Okay.
Well, Shirley, it's your turn. We're having a little trouble with your audio, Shirley, but we'll try to hear you. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm from the Elizabeth line, and I pretty much got started through looking through the homes, and that's how I found my slushers. It was through looking at my hormones. You catch me at all?
I understand her.
She's telling us she's from Elizabeth who married Solomon Harmon.
Okay.
Yeah. And I've been taking advantage of going through some of the stuff that Janet had sent. And I've been playing with
you. Don't think so? She sits back. She's not
I'm sorry.
That's all right. Well, thank you very much, Shirley. Now, Janet, over to you now.
Okay. I think with what Shirley was sharing that she had been able to access through some of the things that she had gotten when she was on the bus tour with me, I'm assuming you're mentioning that the text that I had created to go along with it that I'm happy to share. And Toby, for example, and Kathy, Chris, I can't remember if you have a copy of it yet or not, but any of you who would want me to attach as an attachment to an email, just let me know, and you know, I'll be able to have your email address through our connections here, and I'll be happy to send it to you. It's about an 85-page text now, but it does attach to an email, and therefore, Toby, you'd get a chance to know exactly where David's home was located. When you come to Floyd County next year for the reunion, I can take you there. And any of you who don't know the locations of your ancestor, those who stayed in Floyd County, I can show you. Because our tour does, in fact, it actually came about because an individual, what, about 10 or 12 years ago, and had asked, after I had shared, I had taken an individual to visit an ancestral home, said, oh, you ought to take us on the bus and show us too at the reunion. So that sort of planted the idea. And so we've done that a couple of different times at the reunion. And if there's enough interest, again, I'd be glad to do that. And any of you who want a copy of the text, I'm happy to send it out.
All right, yes. Thanks, Janet. And just by the way, I think we have an earlier version of that text, probably not the latest, on the website as well.
And I do continue to add to it, to add corrections as I find things that need to be corrected, and that occurs all the time. So yes, I'll be glad to send you another copy as well that you can exchange.
That'd be great. Thank you, Janet. And your turn, Krista. Hello.
Hi, I'm Krista Enzis. This is my son, Davis. We live in St. Albans, West Virginia. And we descend through Jacob's line, through his son Jeremiah, his daughter Talitha, and her daughter Nancy, Leela, my grandmother Catherine, and my dad Dave.
Very good. Well, thank you. That, you know, I'm from Jeremiah's line as well. So that makes us probably third cousins.
I think you're right.
Are you coming? So good to have you with us today, Davis. So happy to see you, Davis.
I'm coming next year.
Wonderful.
That'd be great. Thank you, Krista. Okay, Jeff, your turn.
Wake up, Jeff.
Thank you. I was looking at the tree that we have. You know, the database is really helpful. I'm Jeff Silverman, and I live in Maryland in Howard County. And I got active through, I've been doing genealogy for about, now it's going on 15 years, through another side of my family. And when I discovered like the Slushers, it's like, oh my God, there's hundreds of people. It's wonderful. And then I discovered, I don't know how, but I by Googling that there was this reunion, and that's, we went to it. It was amazing. Like, there's hundreds of people. So anyway, as Kate and her family say, I'm the Jewish Slusher, but it's great to be here. My great grandmother was a Slusher, her maiden name. And it goes back all those generations. So it's nice to see how we're connected. And what I've been doing this year with my research is, because there's so much data out there, I've been like, I have a tree built in another, in an application called Genie, G-E-N-I. And we've been building our family tree there. But since there's so much information in slusher.org, I've been trying to put in all of the lineage that is related from me to all of you, because I really wanted to understand the exact, like, the like fifth cousin once removed or whatever the language is. Not that it matters, because we're really closer than that in person, you know, when we get together and we can be social, and when we can hug and have dinner and all that and get together and eat and talk, that's what it's all about. And so, but I've been trying to put all that data in, because I really was trying to find a match, like, how am I exactly related to Janet? And I was, you know, I wanted to put her in and her family. And so it's taken me months, and I'm not there yet because I'm doing it part-time, but I'm discovering stuff about our family that we would have never known. Like, by looking at each individual, looking about when they lived and when they died or how many people they have and their married name. I mean, it's just like goes on. It's amazing that people could survive in the 18 and 1900s the way our family did for so long and have so many children and make it a success. Not that everybody didn't struggle, because everybody did struggle, but, you know, the kind of work that our family did on farms and living the land is hard work. But I value that so much more. You know, I'm a government employee and I'm like, wow, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, it's so much better to be part of the earth, and that's what we're part of. So it's wonderful to know everybody. And I'm always around to answer questions and to be available to you, and you guys can be available to me.
You forgot to tell them that we're your favorite.
that you are?
You forgot to tell them that we were your favorite.
You mean your exact family? I shouldn't.
No, that we're your favorite.
Okay. All right. The Slushers are my favorite. Yes.
No, that's not what I said. That we are your favorite.
Kate and Ann are my favorite.
Okay, that's being recorded. Good. All right.
Plus Janet and Jeff and Kathy and Mark and Alice.
You could have quit while you were ahead.
He's a diplomat.
I love y'all.
Hey, thank you so much, Jeff. And by the way, you know, there's a feature in the database that allows you to do the calculation of showing, you know, relationships between all of us.
Yes.
Kind of a fun thing to look at. Well, thanks. That is Jeff. Look forward to seeing you next July talking sooner. So we'll turn things over to the Leonard family now. And by the way, y'all are the first Austin participant today. We have another Austin participant, but go ahead.
Can we hear you, Jeff?
We're just visiting in Austin. Our son and oldest daughter live in Austin, but we're from Lubbock, Texas. I'm Lee Leonard. This is my wife, Ginger. And one thing I wanted to point out right quick, I've had my DNA done by Family Tree and Ancestry. And anyway, poor old Jeff up there is my third cousin, according to the DNA. And anyway, then my Jacob's family down to Mary Elizabeth Slusher, and my grandfather, great-great-great-grandfather was John B. Hilton. And I'd like to say I'm looking in the family tree. I've got in the Slusher family, I've got two second to fourth cousins, two, three to fifth cousins, 21 fourth to remote. But in ancestry, I've got 47 four to sixth cousins. Only one, three to four cousin, and two to three third cousins. But in the Hilton side, I've got 99. Well, it ends up about 100. Overall, summary and everything up, I've got as of yesterday, taken all four, my grandparents and their father and them down, 71,341 cousins. Of those, 4,900 are second to fourth cousins. So that's what I've been doing the last year or two, just tracing, doing that. So every Saturday I get in and check to see how many cousins I've got and see how many new ones. So I've got too many right now.
Get the Christmas cards ready.
Well, Lee, maybe you could borrow $10 from each one of them.
Yeah.
Jeff comes up first on them.
Yeah, I get Jeff every. He comes up. He's second. I was going to ask if anybody knew a Noel Wood.
Who?
Noel Wood.
Yes. I'm not hearing the first name.
Noel. N-O-E-L. Janet, yeah. I know him.
Do what?
Yes,
my daughter is a Wood now.
Oh, Noel lives up on Black Ridge, so he's pretty close as the drone flies to us.
Well, his name comes up first on every list for me.
Oh,
he's like probably a third cousin or something like that.
All right, his mother was a Pratt.
Yeah.
Right, Janet. Yeah. Yes.
Right.
So, so coming right back into your Pratt line.
Yeah, he's got the Pratt, and then the Hilton, and the Pratts, and then the Slushers.
Right. Well, maybe next year we can introduce you to Noel.
Okay.
We'll at least take you by his house. He's got a great view of Buffalo Mountain.
Almost as great as mine.
Yeah.
That's where I'm going to put my little house.
Well, we have a view, but it takes binoculars.
Oh.
Well, thank you, Lee. Look forward to seeing you next summer. All right, Alice, your turn.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm Alice Slusher. I'm descended from Jacob. I live roughly 2 miles from Janet. And Janet and I may be the only ones who've never tried being transplanted out of Floyd County. So I'm a 7th generation Floyd County farmer and a 4th generation public school teacher out of Floyd.
Wow, congratulations.
Oh, my house was my father and his sister's one room school, Thompson School. And it's, just a hop over the hill from Janet's Union School. And my grandmother taught there. I enjoyed hearing from the Leonards, I guess, after Janet and I had made a little ramble to visit a friend who now lives in Orange, Virginia, who had some wonderful photos of some of the old Pratt homesteads around here, which hooked into Lee's family. And I'm known in Floyd as Janet's sidekick. So that's a great honor, and the Tonto to her Lone Ranger. We have on our farm, we have a lovely view of Buffalo Mountain too. We discovered 2 weekends ago, but you have to go by drone 400 feet in the air. So actually I can show you that by
locked up.
If I can remember how to do a screen share.
Oh, I hope you can, because it's a wonderful picture.
All right. Well, that will be up to Jeff.
Go ahead and do it, Alice.
All right. It's still saying I'm disabled. The host is disabled. Well,
1 second.
All right.
How do you turn her picture on? She doesn't know how to do that. I told Belle to get on. Belle's getting it done.
All right. I'm still disabled. That's
fine. I think you're able now. All right.
No, when
I don't see where I can grant permission to you.
You've seen Buffalo Mountain shots, and it was pretty cool for us. We host family reunions on both sides. So last weekend was my mother's side of the family, who are largely Patrick and Carroll County based, the Terry family. And we had, I believe, 83 over the whole weekend, not all at one time. And then we had 37 for the descendants of George and Clemmy Slusher yesterday. So considering we are very COVID conscious, I'll be really happy in 2 weeks to know everyone was fine, even though most people were vaccinated. But we are continuing to keep our little threads going. And thank you for letting me be here.
Thank you for joining, Alice, and look forward to seeing you next year or sooner, too.
Yeah, I learned a lot from you.
Jeff, if Alice emailed that picture to you, could you then screen share it?
Sure can. Yes, I can.
Try that, Alice.
You go ahead and do that in the background, Alice. And in the meantime, Kathy, if you have comments, go ahead.
Yeah. I'm Kathy Harris, and I grew up in Norfolk, Virginia. I now live in Williamsburg, Virginia. My family, my daughter, her family moved up here about 6 years ago. My son-in-law's job transferred him up here. So my son came up as well. So we're all up here and enjoying Williamsburg. 86 degrees today. So I'm not sure exactly what line I'm from. My mother was a slusher, and her father was a golden Viren slusher from his father, Carter Slusher. So a few years back, I got to read the book called 250 Years in the Blue Ridge. And it was amazing to find out what pioneer stock we come from. And I thought there was some information or some talk about a second book. And I was wondering if a second book was ever completed, second edition.
No.
Slacker.
Yeah.
And Kathy, I always said that if we did another one, I wasn't going to tell anyone I was working on it, because my sister Nancy, who is Hanley on your screen, and I put it together, and she and I both as school teachers, she in Delaware and I here in Floyd County, Virginia.
Yeah.
You know, the number of years it took us to finally do it, and the loving cousins who were so anxious for it, who said, do you think you'll ever finish the book? You know, so I said, if we ever did another one, I wasn't going to tell anybody. But
this first one was wonderful. I love it. Okay. I still have it.
The text of this tour is as close as I'm going to get to another book. So if you want a copy of that, or if you see it as you go on, and Jeff will have it up,
I still have genealogy information. Is there someone I could mail it to?
I'm sorry?
I still have this genealogy information, and I didn't know who I could mail it to.
This should go to Jeff as our webmaster. Jeff.
Okay, good. Yeah. I'll email it to you, Jeff.
That'd be perfect, Kathy. Thank you.
Okay, Kathy, you're Solomon's line.
Solomon's line?
Because it's Solomon and then Alan and then Carter.
Awesome.
So that you're related to the Jewish man right there.
Yeah.
Hey, cousin Jeff.
Hey, cousin Kathy.
All right, Kathy, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Look forward to meeting you next year.
Yes.
Okay, Lee, you mentioned people that show up as close relatives in ancestry and so forth. The next person I'm going to introduce shows up closer to me because it's my daughter, Lauren. So Lauren, it's your turn.
Hey, nice to see all of you. I'm Lauren, and I live in Austin, and I'm relatively new to these reunions. This is just my second one, so I'm hoping next year to be there in person and meet you all in person. And speaking of Austin, it turns out we have a cousin here in Austin named Daryl Slusher, and he's also from Roanoke and moved to Austin. So that was really cool. We started to correspond during the pandemic early last year, and he's been around for a while, I think at least 20 years, and he's really well known around town. He's a bit of a public figure because he worked for the city council and Austin Water for a while. So people have started to say, are you related to Daryl? Whenever I go somewhere. And
you're not Slusher anymore.
I know. Technically, I still am. Yeah. And always will be.
Well, tell them your news.
Yeah, so my husband and I, I just got married. And
congrats.
Thank you. We're expecting our first child in November.
Nice.
Yeah.
Tell me your husband's first name because I'm adding him right now.
Oh, cool. His name is Chadwick. He goes by Chad.
Okay, cool.
And he's a wood, as my mom, I think, mentioned.
Yeah.
And I'm coming in person actually next week to the Floyd area, and I'm really excited. Janet so kindly is hosting me, finally gonna meet her in person, and I'm excited to explore the area and hopefully meet anyone who is around, you know. And I'm a photographer, so I'm excited to like take photos and explore the area that way. And
coming to Floyd Fest.
Is it happening next week?
Oh, it is.
Oh, that's wild. I didn't know that it corresponded. That's really cool.
But
wow.
You're not coming till the 28th, correct?
I think it's the 28th.
It'll be over by then, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay. Okay.
It'll be over except for all of the beer can collection.
That's right.
Right. Well, that's cool. It'll probably be more like usual times, which is... That's probably nice.
Thanks, Lauren. And by the way, if you show up next year at the reunion, you may have the youngest, you may be bringing the youngest Slusher. So you qualify for a special award or recognition at the reunion next year.
Cool.
Right.
Awesome. Lauren, did I see that you had a picture of the chest that
your
mom mentioned?
Yes. Can I don't know if I could share my, I'll try to share my screen here.
I saw it in your background for a moment.
Oh, I could do that. It kind of crops it a little bit, but let me try. You can see part of it. And Dad, I just emailed it to you if you are able to want to share your screen.
Okay.
Cool. Let's see. But you can see the top of it.
Nice.
Oh, man.
Oh, beautiful. The one that he redid.
Beautiful, Jeff. I saw it. I got to see it last year when he was beginning to work on it, and it is a gorgeous, gorgeous piece of furniture.
Yeah, the drawer faces are made out of tiger maple, and you can see the walnut inlay on the drawers as well as the walnut handles. The top of the top drawer and the larger top are made out of old growth poplar. And we estimated that the tree that came from had to be at least 30 inches in diameter. So it, you know, qualifies as old growth. The framing we think is made out of chestnut, and the drawer bottoms are made of walnut. And there's also some other walnut inlay. And it was built by my grandfather, who 50 years before he had electricity. So the man had no power tools, did all of that flattening and planing with hand tools. And it's really, as a woodworker, it's just remarkable that our ancestors could do things like that with the tools that they had at hand. Amazing.
Bravo. So,
beautiful.
Thank you, Lauren. I love you, and your mom loves you, and we'll talk to you soon.
See you. seas. And
Toby, over to you, sir.
Okay, sorry if there's a little noise and whatever, because as I said earlier, I'm in a baseball game. I really did not want to miss this reunion because I recently got into Ancestry, and I found out, oh shoot, there's actually cousins that I can meet. Like I knew we're all cousins, or at least there are a bunch of them that I can get in contact with. And I'm thinking, these people are my family. I should probably try to get in contact with them. Anyway, my great-grandmother was a slusher. Her name was Carol Natalie Slusher. Her father was from Floyd County. I think he moved to Ohio for business reasons. Don't quote me on that. I can't tell. And I'm not sure exactly what else to say. Everyone and I have been doing research. Well, it used to be almost daily, but I don't know what to say else to say.
We're just happy to have you join us.
Yeah, once I found out there was a slusher organization, I was really happy because, like, there are other cousins of mine doing research on the family tree too, and that is obviously very helpful because there's like thousands, I mean thousands of slushers, both living and deceased, that it's not easy to do on your own.
Right.
How old are you, Toby?
I am 19.
Nice to have you.
I live in Elyria, Ohio.
Well, thanks, Toby. We hope you can make it to Virginia next July.
Yeah, I hope so too, but depends on if my family will even take me.
Well, this family will. We're not very particular.
Well, we're very accepting.
My grandfather, who is Carol's son, he might take me to Floyd County later this year. We don't know. Like maybe later this month or next month.
Awesome.
That'll be nice. You'll like it. Have you ever been?
No, I don't.
No, it's nice. You'll like it.
Well, thanks, Toby. Good. So happy you could join us today.
Yeah.
Now we're over to Robert.
That's June Norris. And I'm trying to get her to turn her screen on, but she hadn't done it.
Okay.
She can't hear. She's just watching us.
Okay.
But I texted her.
Then we'll go over to the person known as Hanley, and I'm not quite sure who that is.
That's my sister, Nancy.
Oh, that's Nancy. You said that. Thank you. Nancy, if you can hear us, go ahead.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah. Loud and clear.
Okay. Well, my sister is Janet, and Alice is a first cousin once removed. Her father was Janet's and my one of our first cousins. I am a retired teacher also, and I don't know, I stay pretty busy. I've got several grandkids, including one that will be 2 years old in September. If we'd had reunion this year, she might have been the youngest.
No, she wouldn't have.
No? Okay.
My 47-year-old son just had a year-old child.
Oh, wow. Okay. So, I don't know. I play Scrabble. I don't have anything else to do, but we kind of have to play online now. We can't play in the club or in tournaments especially, but maybe before long.
Nancy is in Wilmington, Delaware. She had.
Oh, right. I forgot to tell you that. Yeah. Okay, and we're all well. We've managed to avoid the pandemic so far. I'm hoping they're going to go ahead and vaccinate all these younger children. It'd be nice if they do it before school starts.
Yeah, I've been looking that up because I am a current public school teacher. And this one here is high risk. So he's going on homebound, but they're saying end of the year, beginning of next year before like 6 to 10 year olds are approved for vaccination.
Well, Okay. Well, it is what it is, I guess, but that would help stop the pandemic a bit, I think.
It would.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Nancy. It's great hearing from you.
Right.
Good. And I have, I wanted to,
I'm all right. Can't.
Ellis, I have your picture that I wanted to share. At least I thought it was going to show up, but it didn't. There we go. And there's Buffalo Mountain.
Great. Oh, wow. Yeah.
And the drone is 400 feet in the air, and it has, you know, it obviously looks flat, which if you have our farm, you know otherwise. But the homestead in the foreground is the house where Janet and Nancy's father was born. My grandfather was born, and what, 8 of their siblings, and then my father and his 6 sisters were born in. And my house is visible. The road that's running along the what would be to you the upper right hand corner is Union School Road. So it's heading out toward Janet, who has a much closer view of Buffalo Mountain, but the little white speck in the upper right-hand corner is Thompson School, otherwise known as my house. So,
well, I'm going to have to put my drone in the air and take a picture and maybe share it with you guys. And not today, but I'll show you my view. And Buffalo Mountain is there, but you really have to stretch to see it. Yeah. Well, not with, well, the drone, I'm going to go over the trees. Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Alice, what did you say? What school was it called?
Thompson.
Thank you.
The preeminent family in the neighborhood were John and Melissa Fligger Thompson, who lived just out the road. And they had a store. So my grandfather and the Thompsons donated the land for the school.
Thanks, Alice. We have one other person here. I don't know if they're from the Chinese Communist Party or who they are, but they're identified as 969994. And I don't know.
A spy.
A spy, right. Maybe they're from the Hilton family. Somebody's what do you think, lady? Well, we've rolled through the schedule or the agenda. And does anyone else have anything they'd like to add?
Hey, Jeff, can I have my Aunt Luann introduce herself?
You certainly may, Toby.
Okay, this is my Aunt Luann. She is, her mother was Carol Slusher, my great-grandmother.
Hi.
Hello. Hi. Greetings. So nice to have you.
Nice to meet you guys. You'll be there next year in person?
Yes. I will, and I hope you guys will as well.
Yes, we're going to do everything in our power to get there.
So we're looking forward to it.
I'll try to bring my oldest brother.
That'll be great. Lauren, could you do a screenshot and email it to me at your convenience, please?
Everybody wave.
Has autism. And that was it.
Everybody wave.
Like one of the residents.
Yay. Wait,
we need a new Heidi. So the lady from Make Him Smile.
Yeah.
Can you all do that one more time?
For coming.
Yeah.
One more time.
Everybody smile.
1, 2, 3. Okay, got it.
Thanks. By the way, this recorded, so I'll share the link on the website.
All right.
You, Kathy. I sent you a chat message.
Oh, okay.
It's nice to see everybody.
It's nice to see you guys. Can't wait till next year.
Please stay safe.
Can't wait to see you.
It was nice to have you guys on here.
Stay in touch.
Good health to everyone.
God bless.
Yes. You too. See you next year.
Good health. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.
Okay. Other hand.